Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group's second quarter 2012 results conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Wednesday, August 22nd, 2012. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry, and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us online today are Mr. Shachar Florence, CFO of Strauss Group, and Ms. Talia Cesler, Director of Investor Relations. Mr. Florence, please go ahead.
Good afternoon and good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the call. We'll summarize the second quarter and the first half business outcomes and performance of Strauss Group. The main activities and achievements that we had this quarter is, first of all, a strong growth in sales, 5.2% and 6.5% excluding mainly FX changes. The stronger contributor to this achievement is the Sabra business that grew significantly, followed by the international coffee activities that grew very nice. We had a very strong operating cash flow this quarter, and if we are looking also at the first half. We launched two new activities in the dips and spreads business. The first one that was announced at the beginning of the quarter was the launch in Mexico, a greenfield operation that will start selling by the beginning of the third quarter, and the acquisition of a small dips and spreads business under the brand name of Red Rock in Australia. All of the Obela's sales mentioned in the financial reports belongs to the Australian business, about 8 million shekels, 100%. We, of course, consolidate only 50%. We closed the deal with or the partnership with Virgin in the U.K. for the water business, and we'll start to sell under the joint brand in the third quarter after the Olympics that will allow us reasonable marketing prices. On the other hand, the challenges that we had in the market is relatively weakness of the Israeli food and beverage market. This is the first quarter after many, many years that the whole food and beverage market in Israel in shekel term was declining 1.7%. Yes, it had the influence of the Passover, and together the first half still shows some growth. Again, this was the first quarter after many years that as a quarter went down. Devaluations of most of the currencies, the Eastern European currencies versus the shekels, eroded some of the growth that we are experiencing in the Eastern European coffee business. The shekel versus the dollar made the input to Israel of raw material a bit more expensive. Tax rate, we haven't had any changes in the tax rate in any of the jurisdictions that we're working in. All of the mature profitable businesses that we have made higher profits this quarter and paid the taxes due to it. On the other hand, we invested through the P&L, including in the in the new businesses, mainly in Water International and Obela. And we do not book tax assets for these losses. So the average tax rate this quarter looks a bit higher. But again, it doesn't mean that this is the tax rates going forward, assuming that the losses will become profits later on. So these are the highlights of the second quarter. If we are looking on the numbers at slide number five in the presentation in our website, we can see five and six, actually. You can see both Q2 and the first half numbers. And the reason that I'm relating to the first half is that at least in the Israeli businesses, due to the shift between the past offer, if you compare it to previous year, we think it's more accurate to look at the first half rather than only on the first quarter. But again, for the first quarter, sales went up 5%. Gross profit went up between 2.5% and 4.4%, depends if we're looking on the non-GAAP or the accounting reports. And the gross profit went up as well, though we had witnessed declining in the profitability, mainly by the increase of the raw material prices and the manufacturing cost. Operating profit at the non-GAAP, we maintained the same profit as last year, a slight increase, 125 million shekels operating profit, which was not enough to cover the higher tax expenses, though financial expenses were lower, even though we had higher debt. We made some FX hedging gains this quarter, which allow us to reduce the financial expenses, but the tax expenses was higher, and we ended up with minus 4 million shekels in the operating profit. Those FX profit that I mentioned in the accounting are recognized, and thus in the accounting profits, we had 60% higher profits in the quarter. Looking at the first half, most of the phenomena were the same at the first quarter. Sales went up 10% versus last year. Gross profit went up 5% to 7%, though profitability went down. Operating profit in the accounting went up much higher than in the non-GAAP pro forma number, 20% versus 5%. And the net profit went up 21%. In the accounting versus a reduction of 8% in the non-GAAP. Looking at the bridge and which companies or which businesses contribute to the growth, we can see the strong growth in Coffee International and in Sabra, 8.8% in the coffee and 26.6% in Sabra. Health and wellness business in Israel grew 13 million shekel, and Obela, which I mentioned before, the Australian business, contributed another 4. On the other hand, Fun and Indulgent, mainly due to the Passover timing, went down, and also Coffee Israel, due to the same phenomena. Looking at, by the way, both of them, if you look on the 6 months numbers, both coffee and Fun and Indulgent went up. So on the 6 months base, all the businesses went up as far as sales. If we're looking on the EBIT bridge, again, Coffee International contributed in 9 million shekels. Sabra's profit were higher, 8 million shekels versus last quarter. And on the other hand, the investment in Obela and in water, which is included in the other, reduced the profit. Coffee Israel, again, mainly due to the timing. Again, 6 months went up, 3 months went down. Health and wellness, and finally, indulgent. Looking on the net profit bridge, as I said before, better FX gains on one hand that offsets the higher interest payment that we had, and on the other hand, the tax expenses, and excuse us for the writing here, it's not the tax rate, it's the tax expenses. Tax rate had not been changed at all. At the next slide, we can see also the strong cash flow, 256 million shekels operating cash flow, mainly mainly by improving working capital. And let me point you back to what we said at the end of last year, Q3 and Q4, when coffee prices went up. We had the same quantities of coffee, but more expensive, thus the working capital went up. Now that coffee prices, at least in dollar and in euros, goes down, as opposed to, by the way, local currencies, this money returns to the bank, and we experience reduction in working capital from around 15% to around 12% working capital. And if you look on the net debt that we have at slide 11, you can see the reduction in the net debt as well. We decided to raise more money during this year. We had the opportunity to do it in a very attractive interest rate, and we deposit this amount versus the next repayments of the debt. And by that, we extended the loan life terms, and we made our cash and liquidity situation much better. Now, if we look business by business, and we'll start with the Israeli business, and here, though the presentation talks only on Q2, I will refer you for the first half as well. And you can see it in slide number 14. So in the first quarter, health and wellness sales went up, and fine indulgence went a little bit down. We gained market share in all the categories. The market went down 1.7%, and the out of it, the categories of fine indulgence went even lower. Strauss gained, and this is the sixth quarter in a row that we improve our competitive situation and we take market share. We also managed to improve the gross profit, though the gross profitability went down, mainly again by the quantity growth. But it was not enough to cover for the fuel, wages, and other expenses that we have between the gross and the EBIT, and we ended up the quarter with lower EBIT. And again, though it's the same phenomena in at the first half, but in lower numbers, the difference is lower. And for the Israeli business, we prefer to look on the first half because it represents the business much better. But the phenomena were quite similar. Moving to the coffee business in slide number 16, the main contributor to the sales growth were the CIS and the Brazilian business. On the other hand, Israeli business went down 5.3%, but again, in the first half, as you can see later on in slide number 18, it went up almost 10%, and this reflects the actual situation of the business in Israel. The coffee business is growing. Looking at the profits, again, I will look on slide number 18, which talks about the first half. At the first end of the second quarter, the international business out of Israel performed much better. You can see in slide number 17, more than 26% growth in the EBIT numbers, and improving also the gross profit. Main contributor, of course, is the reduction in coffee prices. Again, in Q3 and Q4 last year, we had our margins lower and the profits lower. Now that coffee prices is going down, we are able to go back, and we always say that the coffee business should be judged on a longer than one quarter period, because the volatility in this market influences a lot the manufacturers. And on the other hand, of course, we cannot change prices to the consumers and to the retailers so frequent. So we tend to take this fluctuation into account. And this is the reason we look also in our business in terms that are longer than one quarter. And again, in the first half of the year, profits went up significantly, as well as sales. Moving to dips and spreads business, and we give the details separately for the Sabra business, which include the U.S. and Canadian market, and separately for the new businesses under the brand name of Ovela, which means Mexico and Australia. So Sabra business performed very, very well, more than 26% growth, and more than 86% growth in EBIT. Closing or shutdown of the old factory that actually now is performing in Mexico. We relocated it into our Mexican operation. And the improvement of the efficiency, both because of the time that it took us to really calibrate it in the right way, but also the volume that is still increased that enable us better efficiency. So all in all, Sabra's profit went up 86%, and we reiterate our focus for double digits profit on a yearly base. If we're looking on the Obela business, as I said, 8 million shekels sales in Australia, we consolidate half of it, which is 4. But on the other hand, the investment both in the Australian and the Mexican business cost us 10 million shekels this quarter. On the 100%, again, we are consolidating half, which is 5 million shekels. Moving to Strauss Water, the Israeli business is performing with higher number of machines sold this quarter, but on the other hand, erosion in the prices due to the competitive situation in this market, in the Israeli market. But again, this business is a razor and blades business model, and the more machines that we are selling, the more profit that we'll have in the future from those machines. The sales in the Chinese market are still low, but growing on a slow rate relatively to the size of the Israeli business. So as fast as we can run in China, still, the Israeli business is much bigger. All in all, those two businesses went up 3.5%. We will start to sell jointly with Virgin under the new branding in the UK at the beginning of this quarter. We hope that the this business jointly held by us and Virgin will make the success next quarter. Max Brenner also keep improving around $120 million, $130 million business on a yearly base, which keep growing and doing better from quarter to quarter. So to conclude, we had relatively strong quarter this year with growth in all of our businesses and improving margins in most of them. And on the other hand, we kept investing more in our new initiatives, mainly Obela and Strauss Water International, resulting with a slightly lower net profits, though we had higher sales and higher gross margins in the mature businesses. And with that, I want to turn the conversation to you, and we will be more than happy to answer any questions that you'll have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. The first question is from David Kaplan of Barclays Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Quick question. I think if you try and flatten out the seasonality and we look at the first half of the year, it seems like it was actually a relatively strong first half, both on the top line and even on profitability. And as we look ahead to the second half of this year, how do we see so far the third quarter and what are your expectations for the fourth quarter in terms of relative to the first half of the year? Because, again, on a first half basis, it was quite a successful and a profitable first half. But sequentially, it seemed like it was getting more difficult as the year is going on. So what can we look forward to in the second half?
David, thank you for the question. It's better that you said it. It's a relatively good first half. Yes, all of the businesses, the mature businesses, did good. And by decision, we decided to invest in water and in Obela. As for your question, I'll be very cautious here because you know that we are not giving guidelines, but I'll try to walk you through how we see the markets and our business. Let's start with the coffee. Coffee prices, dollar-wise, which is the currency that the coffee is traded, still goes down. And as you know, we are hedging ourselves. So even in this quarter, we still used, let's say, more expensive than the spot rate coffee prices because we bought it in the previous quarter or a little bit before. So we expect to consume, let's say, quote-unquote, cheaper coffee in next quarter and in Q4 versus the coffee that we consumed this quarter. Now, the question is how the markets will behave, how the competition will behave. Usually, again, when coffee prices go down, manufacturers' margins are improving per kilo, not always as a percentage of sales because if you compare it to previous year, you'll see that we had to raise prices. Again, the assumption is that we will consume coffee that cost us a bit less than what we had this quarter. And if I'm looking on the historical trends, the same, let's say, hit that we took in Q3 and Q4 last year, we'll get back during this year. So this is our expectation on the coffee market. And again, I'm trying to do the average between the different markets that we are working. Also in the Brazilian market, which the coffee prices behave a little bit different than the world market, because you cannot import coffee into Brazil. Also, this quarter, coffee prices started to go down also in Brazil. Looking on the Israeli market, as you saw, the health and wellness, mainly the dairy market, we took prices down at the end of last year, mainly white cheese, cottage, and the dessert, the milky. And these prices will not go back. I'll tell you the truth, the main question is what will happen with milk prices in Israel, which, as you know, it's determined by the agriculture ministry, and there is a formula. Right now, if you look at the formula, there is anticipation of prices going up, but a lot can happen until the October 1st, which is the change. So here, I can't tell you exactly what will be the influence of milk prices. On the other hand, at both financials and health and wellness, we are taking market share quarter after quarter, and we improve our innovation, and this is the reason we can improve the results. But there is a big question mark on milk prices at October 1st. Looking on Sabra, we don't have any reason to believe that the growth will slow down. As far as profitability for the last year, I'm giving you our estimation of 10%, between 10% to 11% on a yearly base profitability, which means because of the first quarter was a little bit lower, second quarter was a bit higher. We will keep let's say, the above 10% in the next quarters. Obela, I think I said it at the previous call. We expect the current investment of around our share, 5-6 million shekels a quarter, to be reasonable. But again, if we'll be able to do a major acquisition or something, we'll discuss it separately. But right now, we do not anticipate any new countries other than Mexico and Australia. Same, by the way, for water. We'll stick to the U.K. and China until we'll have better visibility into those businesses before we'll move into new countries.
Great. Thanks very much.
If there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 0392-55929. Internationally, call 972-3-925-5929. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website at www.strauss-group.com. Mr. Florence, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Thank you very much. I want to thank everybody again for taking the time being with us in this call. Talia and myself will be more than happy to answer your questions later on. Thank you and good evening.
Thank you. This concludes the Strauss Group second quarter 2012 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.